Coach, the news came out yesterday that Peyton and Clady go into the Pro Bowl. Any surprise there? And were you surprised Demaryius didn't get in?
I'm not surprised at all with Ryan and Peyton going. You know, I'll take Demaryius with me in anytime. You know, he's one of the best in the business, and he deserved to be there. But, hey, there's only so many spots. There's a lot of good football players in this league, and the voting takes care of itself. And, unfortunately, some guys get left out. But I'll take Demaryius any day.
Chiefs did a good job on you first time around. Mm-hmm. Did they surprise you at all that day? And is that why they were successful?
Well, I think early on we played the game in third and long. And that's something that hurt us. You know, we were, you know, third and 10-plus, I think, three times early in the game. So we were always trying to fight and get ahead. You know, we were always behind on down and distance. So that's something we got to make sure we take advantage of early on first, second down, and have more success.
That was No'Shawn's first game starting. How much has he improved in the 3 or 4 weeks since then?
Well, I think he's obviously back in his groove. You know, he was out for a while, obviously, there, and, you know, still rehabbing his knee, coming back from the surgery from last year and everything, and he's gotten more and more comfortable every week, and I think he's more comfortable now playing with the guys up front. That takes some time, you know, playing behind a line, and some things are a little bit different here and there, and he's getting his timing down better, and he's gotten better every week. He deserves a ton of credit, though. What he went through last year, and then to go through all the rehab and fighting through, you know, all the pain and discomfort through in training camp, just to rehab to get back to where he was at one time, you know, he deserves a lot of credit for where he is today.
You've been around since No'Shawn was drafted. Is this what you envisioned when the Broncos selected him in the first round a couple years ago?
Without a doubt. We know he's a talented player, and it's great to see him have the success. He deserves it.
Hey, Mike, one of the things Peyton says, he likes to run through scenarios, every kind of scenario he can get. One of the few you haven't had has been a kind of last-second game saving kind of a thing. Is there any way to really, really replicate that in practice, you know, with the pressure and the things like that, or do you just...
Well, I don't think you can ever really go through the true game situation. I mean, live, because it's hard. You can't, you know, with the crowd, or are you on the road, you at home, what are the weather conditions? Those things change all the time. But I think the most important thing as a coach is to prepare your players for that. You know, we talk about that situational football every day. You know, if this situation comes up, what would we do? You know, on the weekends after you see certain games, as a staff, you talk about certain situations in other games, and then you try to relay that message to the players. So if it isn't one of your games, they're prepared for it.